Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic live around the world Tuesday night. Hello, everybody. I had a great, before we get into different things that you can talk about, you know, I had a great conversation early this afternoon with one of our dearest members and a good friend and a very influential legal mind in this county. She used to be district attorney, in fact. Now she's the town clerk, Olga Murray, who is one of the best people I've ever met. And Olga strongly believes that the school responsible for the death of Milton should be hauled into court. Now, nothing to do with vengeance or who's right, who's wrong. It doesn't matter. All right? The idea is that this school should be willing and should volunteer to come up with a list of rights for people and dogs and should present that in a news conference to the legislator and tell them, look, you know, we're sorry this happened. We made a very serious mistake. We never should have coerced this woman to release her dog to the school. We should have trained the dog at the site where she was going to school, you know. I mean, this is what a good school would do, people who really care, you know, because what about all the other students, all the other dogs, you know? You got to believe that a lot of people are apprehensive after what happened. So we're going to see how it plays out. Inner Sight on top of the situation and trying to better things and the schools and the, you know, what we have to deal with. Hey, open mic brought to you by the Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, veterinarian services for your animal. All right, Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of the group. Oh, we got a good number for you. You want to stay in shape and have fun? Yeah, call the Third Eye Insight. My buddy Devin Fernandez, he's an expert in self-defense. He'll show you how to take care of yourself and protect yourself and have fun doing it. Third Eye Insight. And that number is 445-3464. I'll give it to you again in a minute. So we urge you to speak with Devin. Any questions? You want to know more about that insight? He's the guy to call at 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. All right, this is open mic. You can pick your own topic, keep it clean, and if you call in, turn down your radio or recorder or whatever you got there that could interfere. Try to avoid the speakerphone, too. Yeah, so open mic, Inner Sight. A lot of things going on in the news with these big multi-billion dollar companies. They just flex their muscles all over the place and more or less do what they want because they have the means to do it. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow we have an appointment with the state senator here in Suffolk County, New York. And I believe she just won the primary. She's up for Phil Boyle, who is retiring. And I think she wants to take over his position, Alexis Weick. So we're going to meet with her tomorrow and see how open she is to helping us and in changing the system, in installing new ideas, because that's what we need. The old stuff is no good. I mean, look at the example that's been set with Milton. That's the old way, you know. And that's exactly what the guide dog school told Michelle. We've been doing it this way a long time. We think we believe it's the best way. The old way, yeah. Well, it didn't turn out to be the best way, you know. And you would think that these agencies would learn from this. If they don't learn, they got to be the worst evil, I don't want to curse, in the world. If you don't learn from your mistakes and realize, you know, that you need to put more effort into protecting people and listening to people and working with them and standing them. If you have an agency and you don't put that into it, you're not doing your job right. You're using the people. Happens every day. That's what the nursing homes do. You know? They don't, if somebody says to one of their staff members, can you help me? I want to go home. They won't help you. You know? They won't help you. You're lucky if they tell somebody else. They'll ignore you for the most part. That's an example of what I'm talking about. Isn't it normal for somebody to want to go home? All right, Inner Sight Open Mic brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And Adapt an Akita, greatest dog on the planet. Well, of course, I'm prejudiced. So I've had Akitas for over the last 30 years as guide dogs. So there are many, many dogs who are great. All right. Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Here's the email, Big East Akita Rescue @ Verizon.net. All right. Send them an email. You want to find out about an Akita as a pet or a service dog? I remember Grizzly. Great big Akita boy. Oh, he's about 125 pounds, I think. Maybe more. And as gentle as anything with his master, I forget the guy's name, who was an older guy and couldn't walk, you know. But they designed him a special kind of harness, and Grizzly was able to take him around for many, many years until he got too old and he couldn't do it anymore. Both Grizzly and the guy. So it shows you what can be done. See? Inner Sight and Open Mic. School's coming back. Danger increases. Who's going to protect the children? Who's going to protect the doors to make sure that everybody walks in that school is not armed? You've got to have a trained dog for that. If the dog indicates, you got to take action. You're too worried about embarrassing people or disrupting something, you know. The dog at the door, we call it. And inside the door, you should have a metal detector to detect firearms. It's a double protection. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Some of the fallen children that we recall every night. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the Texas children perished. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, Inner Sight and SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. We thank them for all their help, helping to keep this show on the air. We greatly appreciate that. And the SILO is supposed to take part in our meeting tomorrow with Senator Wyke. So we'll keep you posted on that. We'll let you know, of course, tomorrow night. One of the issues we're going to talk to her about are these nursing homes. We don't need a lot of time and documentation and all that. It's simple. It's so simple, probably going to be afraid of it. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's something that we all need. And we'll spell out to Senator how we believe that can happen, funding-wise. All right, Inner Sight, Suffolk Bus Corp, my buddy over there, John Corrado, thank you for your help. You heard me mention my good friend Olga Murray at the beginning of the show. We thank her. She's been instrumental in setting up this meeting for us with the senator. We greatly appreciate that. All right. Let's see, what else we got? Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. And we're hoping to have our engineer on board. Spoke to her just before I went on the air, because that doesn't mean anything. You could float around anywhere. All right. We'll hope for the best. If in a certain amount of time we don't get the engineer on board, we'll tell you how you can still call in on the show, all right, with a callback from yours truly. Inner Sight, open mic, and let's see. I'll hold the Able News. Maybe we can get that on when the co-host engineer pops in. All right. Yeah. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. We don't have a subject for Thursday night. Anybody got any ideas? Let us know. Send us an email. innersight@pmpmail.com. You want to be on the show tomorrow night? You want to talk about anything in particular? You know, it's been so hectic with everything happening that we didn't pick out a subject for tomorrow night. But no, not to worry. We'll be here. We'll find something. There's always something to talk about. All right? And let's see what else. SILO. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-8255. 7929 is the phone number. You want to give them a call, find out what they're about. They have a self-advocacy group coming up in October. I don't know the date, but maybe they'll send it to me. In the meantime, you can go to their website. And if you go to the website, you'll see the nursing home committee posted up there to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, for those of you who maybe can't see the number, let me give it to you. 631-487-2038. 487-2038. That's the nursing home committee number. If you want to be a part of it, and we're trying to straighten out our petition. We've had a lot of trouble with that petition. And we really need someone who knows how to work a website very good. You know, put things up there, maintain it, you know. We can't pay you much, but maybe a little something. So anyone out there like that, contact us. Let's talk. If you have a business, we can give you a lot of free publicity. All right. I'm starting a new program in the fall out of Manhattan Cable. So anyone who has a business, maybe in Manhattan or anywhere, the show goes all over the world. We'd be happy to promote your business in exchange for help with maintaining our website. All right, this is Open Mic, Inner Sight, and where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want. So much in the news, but you know, you don't hear, well, the station I listen to, the business news, you don't really hear any sports on there unless an old sports figure passes away. You know, there was something on the news the other day about Mickey Mantle, 1952 baseball card worth over $12 million of Mantle. In mint condition, they said it had to be in mint condition. So that was the last player I heard mentioned on the news. The great Mickey Mantle. Now they say Willie Mays was supposed to be the best, greatest player of all time. Say hey, kid, Willie Mays. All right. And the great team of, what year it was, 1955 with Bobby Thompson, Willie Mays, Monty Irvin, all those guys who played against the, now who was that? Was that the Yankees? Might have been the Yankees. I don't know. But stand by.
Yeah. Oh, hi. I'm gonna call you in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, so, you know, the great, of course, the great Babe Ruth, who placed that home run for, well, in the movie they said his name was Johnny, what else would it be? Placed that home run right in the stands for little Johnny, who was in the hospital. Babe said, "Oh, well, that's a tall order." He goes, you know, trying to hit that home run like that. So the great Babe Ruth, who took the tall order and hit the home run, and became the most famous home run in the world. I think it was in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know the year, but it was in Chicago. All right, in a sight, we're going to get a lady on the phone who we had on the show some time ago, who was in a horrible, horrible, severe accident. And what made it worse, you know, she was blind and then she became multiply disabled. What made it worse, she got blamed for the mishap. They said it was her fault, that blind people shouldn't be walking around alone. I mean, do we live in the modern times? Where are these people coming from? You know, but it shows you superstition, beliefs, all kinds of stupidity that we have to try to fight, you know, because the government doesn't protect us. Now, if the government, and that would have been the form of the judge in this case, if the government would step in and say, "Hey, wait a minute, you can't blame this woman for that. Blind, she had the cane, she had the bright jacket. She did everything she could to be safe." But the government doesn't protect us. That's why she lost her case. And that's why she didn't get a dime out of it. It's a horrible, horrible plight that we have to deal with. You know, it's the same principle at work that took place when they wouldn't listen to Michelle with her guide dog and separated her from the dog instead of bringing the trainer to her because she wanted something different. All right, in a sight, so trying to find Lupita's number so we can call her on the three-way. And it's been a while since we've had her on the show. So stand by, and we will try to get her on the line. She's out in Colorado. Stand by. I'm going to have to dig up her number. We'll have to break the station. The standby world. All right. you're live on the air on Insight. How you doing, Lupita?
I'm good.
Huh?
I'm good.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
I can hardly hear you.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah. That's better, yeah. So, I got a call today from one of the offices from the American Council for the Blind.
Yes.
You know, they seem to be moved by your situation, what I told them. Now, you know, I'm going to see what they're going to do about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to call them back tomorrow and see what, you know, what if anything, they can offer. Now, tell the audience what you're looking for.
I'm looking for help. I'm looking for a lawyer. I'm looking for where are the civil rights people? Where are our protections? This is a safety thing. This is our civil liberties are under attack.
Yeah. That's what I told ACB. You know, that this affects all of us, especially if we're blind.
Yes.
You know. Let's recap a little bit. You were going to the Colorado school. You got hit by a car in a zone that wasn't ADA compliant.
Yes.
You almost lost your life.
Yes.
Severely disabled on top of being blind.
Yes.
And the courts said you were at fault.
Yes.
I mean, that's absurd, you know. I was just talking about how, you know, in the court, the judge is the government. You know, that's the government. They're supposed to protect us like they protect everybody else. That judge should have halted right there and said, wait a minute, you can't blame this lady for this. She was blind. She was trying to get across the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you would expect. You know.
I expected a judge to protect my 14th
amendment. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at least don't let them bring up a verdict that's influenced by the fact that you're blind. He should have told them, you cannot do that. That's what it should have been. You know. It's the same thing with what happened here recently. This woman with the dog. You know, they had to retrain her dog. They separated her the dog. They took her dog to the school to retrain it. Left it in the van. The poor dog died. You know, she didn't want to separate from her dog, but they wouldn't listen to her. You know, they didn't listen to her. They did it their way. You know, there's no regulations there.
Yeah. We need better regulations to protect us as individuals. Not as we are a special class. That is old thinking. We are individuals. We're not a class. We're not special. We are individuals.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the way we should be viewed, you know.
Yes.
As individuals. So yes. You're in Colorado. The Colorado Supreme Court has offered to hear your case, right?
The Colorado Supreme Court, when I went to them to their regulatory commission for attorney that regulates attorney conduct, they said this is a case for the courts. They are the courts. They assist the Supreme Court. They are judges themselves. They're lawyers themselves.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they can't tell one of the lawyers, hey, you got this woman was done a great injustice. We may be able to solve it, you know?
Yeah. And for them to tell me that this is an issue for the courts, what courts? Because it's them. They are the court.
Yeah,
they are the legal minds. This commission for the regulated attorney conduct, they are the court. They decide based on ethics, moral, that professional ethics that attorneys have to undertake to make sure that they are practicing law, protecting everyone's civil liberties, and they fail.
How far is the Supreme Court from where you live?
It's about maybe 15, 20 minutes from me.
Oh, so it's not far.
Maybe 25 minutes. Yeah.
Not far.
No, it's not far. I'm in Littleton, so Denver. Littleton is a suburb, but Denver. So it's not far.
Yeah. Well, the American Council for the Blind has been known for taking up causes like this, you know. Because that was years ago. I don't know how they've changed, but
yeah,
we're gonna find out. Now, I'm also gonna ask them about setting up a GoFundMe so that we can take out an ad in the Law Journal. I got to find out how much an ad is. I'll have to call them tomorrow.
Right.
If we could get an ad and raise the money, get an ad in the Law Journal, a lot of lawyers read that paper.
Yes, a lot of lawyers do read that paper.
You know? So that's another part of this. We're going to try to get that going. You know, have any other agencies for the blind or disabled contacted you to help you?
No. No.
Wow.
No one has.
I've been
trying to do this all on my own, trying to fight for justice on my own, trying to follow every lead.
Yeah. Well, you got us, and we're going to keep trying, and I'm going to call Shane Snyder, who was on the program with you.
Yeah.
And see if maybe he knows how to do a GoFundMe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If we can get that set up, you know, and put a figure up there, let's say you need $2,000-$3,000 to get an ad out in the paper, Law Journal, you know?
Yeah.
You might be able to raise that money.
That would be great.
So, we'll see what happens. And keep your chin up. Don't give up.
No.
No,
I'm doing my best not to give up. I'm doing my best to try to stay positive. But it's hard. It is very challenging to live a life where it's been changed and you depend on people and you need services. You need more specialized services. Deal with brain injury, blindness, and you don't have the resources to get that proper help to find quality of life.
Oh, that's
and
what,
the trauma.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. It's been hard.
that's why the age, that's why we are trying to change the situation where the agencies would be mandated to raise money to do it, to help people.
Yeah.
They should have a fund.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, what do you do for to socialize? Do you have any? You go out at all?
No, I don't. I really don't socialize. It's hard, and it, after the brain injury, the traumatic brain injury, it's difficult to socialize, to make friends, and I have spatial awareness issues because of the brain injury. So I just can't get out and go places and communicate, interact with people. So it's a battle I have to fight with every
day.
Yeah,
because you can make some friends, you know, that would help. What about a church? No churches over there?
There are churches, but you have to, you know, with churches, they don't want to get involved. They're leery.
They want you to go to them.
Try to pick a church
that you like. And, you know, go there on a Sunday just casually and see, you know.
Yeah. I do that, and I talk with other residents here. So that's the limit. My socialization is very limited. It's to, like, my neighbor across from me. I go and visit her.
Yeah.
And or other residents here, the subsidized housing building. And that's my socialization.
Yeah. Well, keep doing it.
Yeah. It's the only thing that keeps me from actually from falling apart.
Yeah.
Because the stress, it's not easy.
We'll keep on it. We'll keep on these contacts and try to make something happen. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to let you know how much we need for an ad in the Law Journal. And then we got to get that goal. Can your neighbor across the hall, is she disabled?
Yes, she is. She's disabled. She's 75 or 80. She has MS.
Oh.
Well, she's very there. She's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Does
she know how to work a computer?
Very limited.
She
can go on there. She doesn't really search for anything. She uses a computer, to read things that she's familiar with.
Yeah.
Anything new, unless someone's there to show her, she doesn't.
Yeah. Well, call Shane Snyder. Let's try to find someone who knows how to do a GoFundMe.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
We're going to need that. And I'd like you to call in once a week.
Okay.
You know, they'll know that you're trying to get help, that you deserve justice, you know?
Yeah.
So call
yeah.
in once a week on the open mic.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Yeah, I called in at 6 and nobody was answering, so that's when I tried your cell phone.
Yeah, my engineer called in sick tonight. So I had to get you on the three-way.
Yeah.
I had to call you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we'll do it.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
We care about you. You're a sister.
Okay, Ben. Great.
And we're going to keep on until we get something done.
Oh, great.
All right. Thank you, Lupita.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Have a good
night.
Have
a good one. You too.
All right. In a site, 8:40 open mic. Let's see. What's the week? Mad or Glad Monday, open mic tonight. Wednesday, tomorrow night, nursing home show. Turn them into accessible housing. Thursday night, some kind of subject. I don't know what it is yet. Friday's the funnies. We'll have some fun over here. All right. Labor Day weekend coming up. Watch out for these driving maniacs. All right, Inner Sight, we don't have the phones open. So if you want to be called, call in the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. And let me see if I can get another caller online from New York City. Stand by, world. All right, Inner Sight Live. I got Sharon on the line from New York City. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there a little. But yeah. I would like to first say hello, Korea, and hello, Yemen. It's been a long time, as Evan said, hello. So I hope you're all together with all of you. Thank you. And now I would like to address a problem. All right, one of you states is going along with spanking your kids, not just giving teachers permission to spank your kids. This is awful stuff. This can be a hate thing, and
yeah,
you will never know it from your kid at all, because your kid will say what you want him to hear, and you'll want him to say it's fine with you. Let's talk about this another way. This has been done before, and this is what came out of it. The teacher spanks the kid. Eventually, they'll take him in the basement, and maintenance will beat him up. Then we throw the clothes in the boiler, and then if they're mad enough and can't get mom to stop what's going on, they'll throw your kid in the boiler. And this is what spankings lead to, beatings. Do you parents know that your kid will hate you the rest of your lives? And you know what you are? Backward parents. There's plenty of ways to help a kid do something you want without turning it into a mess like this. I'm ashamed of you people that spank your kids. My goodness, there's so many ways to deal with kids now. What about you and your kids? Do you spank your kids? Do you give a damn what your kid may feel inside? When your kid's older and has his own kids, maybe it won't be spankings at all. Maybe it'll be outright beatings. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I wanted to say tonight, because I'm very unhappy with a state who allows it at all. There's awful many modern ways to deal with a kid's problems.
Good
not
point.
That. So this is what I had to say.
What state was that, do you know?
I can't remember the state. I'm sorry I don't. But it was in the news, and that's what really got me upset with it. Because if your state does it, other states will do it. Stop being backward parents and use modern ways to help your kids. Thank you. I'm through.
Is that all you want to say?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Sharon from New York. And, boy, my children in school, anybody ever touch my kid, man? Forget it. I'd punch them the hell out. You know, you don't do that. No, no, no. No way. I mean, I could see if a child's life is in danger and you have to, you know, handle them or whatever to save their life. It's a different story, but short of that, you don't touch a child. You call the parents. So, good point. Well taken, and a spanking Yeah, a form of violence. Violence begets violence. All right. All right, inner sight, and one of the, I don't know what happened to our engineer. She quit on us. One of the sponsors, Able News, on and about the disabled, with a calendar of events. You can get a free subscription online. Columns by various experts, different articles, or they even have a personal column. Able News, Inner Sight, and Able News, Angela Melanie, the editor-in-chief. So get that Able News. All right, standby, which got to break the station.
On the line.
Stand by. You're on Inner Sight Live.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to that other woman. What's her name?
What, Suzanne Taurasi Ferreira?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
She abandoned me to the animals. Well, that's an improvement. I love animals.
I gotta say this to Suzanne. It is for you, Suzanne. Rock a mic, Suzanne, on a treetop. When the wind blows, a cradle will rock. When the brawl breaks, Suzanne will never fall.
Down will come Louie, cradle and all.
No, get out of here.
Yeah, so listen, we're going to have a great show on Friday.
Yep.
Jimmy Dinigan.
Yep, Jimmy Dinigan's all right. My name is Jimmy Dinigan, and they're talking to Frank Marino.
Yeah.
He's
going to be showing off his new glasses.
Yeah. What about Battle Vision glasses?
Battle Vision glasses?
Yeah, advertised on TV, like sunglasses. You can see through... to see clear through the eyes.
Oh. You have a pair of those?
I wish I can order. It costs $19 each.
Oh, that's not too much, $19.
Yeah.
You going to get some?
I'll try. I got to see if it fits on my eye, on my glass I can see.
Yeah.
Make
what do? You put them over your glasses?
Yeah, you put it on your glasses. You know, you can see like you're wearing glasses.
Yeah.
It's like wearing glasses. You can see. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, I might get it. I don't know for sure, but I'm all right with my eye.
Well, you gotta go to the store and try it, see if you can see with it.
I think stores might have it. I don't know for sure.
I mean, you can't walk in to the store and just buy it and shove it on your glasses and walk out in the street and fall on your...
No, I couldn't do that.
Wait a minute, I got a good commercial for them. Buy these glasses, power glasses.
Power vision glasses.
Power vision glasses?
Yeah.
Power vision glasses. Put it on your glass, walk outside, and fall on your ass.
Oh, gee. Well, Suzanne Taurasi will be not going to be proud. I hope she's funny.
Yeah.
She'll
make a commercial.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I went to Applebee's Sunday with my mom and dad.
Oh, yeah?
I had a burger and fries, and I had a glass of sangria.
Oh, wow. Yeah, did it have ice in it or not?
They got ice, they got grape, and also they got orange in it.
Oh, wow.
Make a great drink.
What's your favorite?
I like the dark, and I like the light kind.
Oh.
It's good, it's all right.
All right. So what's going on Friday night? We're going to try to play that Jack Benny again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed your phone call Friday. You don't feel good.
Yeah.
How you feeling now so far?
I feel pretty good. Can
wait,
you, can
wait, you got sinuses or fever?
A little temperature.
What'd you lay down?
Body aches.
What'd you take a medicine?
Yeah.
What'd you put love drops medicine to make you feel better?
Yeah, right. You got to give me some love drops.
Yeah, what'd you go lay down in bed?
Yeah.
What'd you sleep all night?
Oh, yeah. I had to put on the air conditioning and everything.
Yeah, I
know.
Too
hot.
Okay. Okay, let me do a primo for Friday. I'll lay it down to you.
All right, here we go. Louis Rivera, Louis the Lip.
Hello, my name is Louis the Lip. Sorry I missed your phone call. If Suzanne better show up on this, I will take her place. And I'm going to give Suzanne a break and then call nobody.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, hello, my name is Suzanne. I want you to call, I want you to tune in on Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock on Friday, Viennese, for a Block Talk Radio Inner Side Follics. We're going to have a great time on the Ringy Dingy. And I want to do Rosanna, Dana, Pat Cooper, the Swab, and Buffy Casalvo, if she calls the right number for Inner Sight, and get a hold of Buffy Casalvo. She's going to laugh her funny bones out. It rains out, too.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do if all the bathrooms are locked?
Bathrooms are locked?
Yeah.
Yeah, the bathrooms are open. They're locked.
They used to be locked during the COVID.
Yeah, and people... I went in the bathroom with a swab, with a lop dressing on, someone laying eggs in the bathroom.
You go in the bathroom with a plunger.
Yeah, plunger. I went to the game. I went to Yankee Stadium, my brother. People didn't flush the toilet. I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Me and my brother went to the game. I had a great time.
Yeah, you know what you do? I got a good way to make money, see. You clog up all the toilets.
Okay.
Then you go in the bathroom with a plunger and you say, all right, who has to go to the toilet? Who has to go to the toilet? $2 and I'll plunge it out for you.
Yeah. Use it with Drano and use it with a plunger.
Yeah, you plunge it right out and you make money.
And spray it with air freshener.
That's it, air freshener.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen, Frank, I'll let you go. I left a message for you. I'm real sorry about Suzanne didn't show up to do the engineer. She's having a little difficulty last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Frank, I love you very much.
I think she's drunk. She got drunk.
Yeah, I'll talk to her on a Friday, okay?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Monday is Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because you're not airing on a Monday.
No, I think I'll take Monday off.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Frank, you're the best. I love you. I'll call you on Friday.
I love you too, Lou. Thanks for calling me.
Okay, you take care, right?
All right, Inner Sight.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Inner Sight, open mic. And I tell you the number, but it doesn't work. So, if you want to have a call, dial into the Inner Sight number. Stand by. We have another potential call. Inner Sight, hello. All right, open mic. And let's see. Coming up, I noticed that some of the leaves are beginning to fall. Right off the trees. How do you like that? You know, an indicator of a new season coming in. New life. New things. You know, old memories. All right. Anybody who honor Milton, the guide dog who passed at the foundation school, contact us through email or inner site 631-224-3090. All right. And we'll keep you posted on that. We're hoping to get the support of the town and all who love dogs, old dog lovers. We need old dog lovers to unite and honor Milton because he deserves it, along with Michelle. All right? So, with that in mind, I want to thank everyone for listening. This has been Open Mic. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show. So we will do it all again in another phase tomorrow night. And I guess the big thing tomorrow night will be what kind of a response we get from Senator White tomorrow night. Thanks so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Email innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments, please. All right. Inner Sight, thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.